Hi guys, and welcome to today's blog. Sorry for the big delays. I've had so many fairly traumatic things happen to me recently. Been very difficult to actually bring myself to do a blog. Health issues really mainly. Car accidents. I was hit by a lorry. Luckily, I wasn't injured, but my little MGF, which was my pride and joy, took a bit of a scraping along the side, and it's not a great deal of damage, but because the value of the car isn't very high, the insurance company was very unhelpful and just wanted to write it off and not have it repaired. So now I'm stuck with an MG, which is going to need some money spending on it. And whether it's going to be financially worthwhile, I don't know. And I don't know what happened. Another thing that happened to me was unfortunately I had a seizure after this accident. Some days afterwards, I was actually on holiday down in Hampshire, and I had a seizure, which I've never had anything like this happen to me before. So it really has set me back, really has set me back. I was diagnosed with MS about a year ago, and I haven't really had much happen, in terms of health, connections with that. I've got other health problems, like old man, I think you could say that, old man's issues, having to go to the toilet a lot, and getting up in the night and things like this. But anyhow, I wanted to make a blog about my favourite subject, and that is what to look out for as a young man. And really, these blogs are designed for young men, because if you get to a certain point in life, I think it's very, very difficult to make changes in your life, and I think for that reason these blogs really are aimed at young men. If you're already married like me, I think it's very, very difficult to make changes without a lot of difficulty and heartache. So far better, really, to take heed of older men like me. And I think a lot of the MGTOW content does come across as rather hateful towards women. I think that the reasons women are the way they are is because they have the sole responsibility of bringing into the world a child, and so they have to be very, very I would say necessitous, really, is the word I would use. They have to be necessitous, and they have to be able to juggle several different things at once and be able to see any threats coming, you know, towards their children or their family. So they have this sort of abilities. They have these abilities that men don't really have, I don't think. They have these abilities to, you know, to maybe not get deeply emotionally attached to their partner. I'm wondering if this is one of the main things that you know, the MGTOW community are actually picking up on, that women have an ability to not get deeply attached. I think that, you know, a lot of the things we read and you know, look at, it sort of seems to play out. Seems to play out that a woman can, you know, have a relationship with one man and actually, you know, she can ditch the man relatively easily sometimes. Not all the time, not all the time, but sometimes they are able to cut and run easier than a man, I think. And they have this sort of necessitous sort of behaviour. They have this sort of necessitous streak that runs through them, and that sort of plays out in the main aim that they have in life is to bear a child. So they have this necessitous nature that they have to basically either, you know, they have to choose the right partner. They have to be very, you know, cautious on what sort of man is going to be there, is going to bring their, you know, bring the money in and to support the woman. I think they have this sort of, you know, sixth sense that they employ to get the right sort of partner on the whole. Obviously, it doesn't work all the time, but it, because they're so necessitous, they will be able to go for what is best for them and best for their child. I think this is the thing. They will go for what's best for them and best for their child. And so the main thing I think that has an impact is that actually the mother and the child relationship is far stronger than the mother and the father's relationship. I'm witnessing that myself right now. My son has just gone off to university. You know, my wife was in tears that he was going. And really, there's such a strong bond between the mother and the child on the whole. It's such a strong bond. And actually, the man or the father is a little bit outside this bond, I've noticed. So it's quite, you know, quite disturbing to sort of see this. You see that actually she values her babies, her children, far more than the man. And I suppose you would say, well, rightly so, but on the other hand, it's quite sort of disturbing if you've sort of sacrificed your whole life and you sacrificed, you know, you've worked and you've provided over sort of 25 years. You know, at the end of the day, The bond between you and the woman is not as strong as the bond between her and her children. And some might say that the bond between her and her cat is stronger, or her pet, because I think sometimes the cat or the dog or the pet is a sort of surrogate child to the woman, and so she can bring this relationship very close to her, and I'm witnessing that as well with my wife. She has this very strong bond to this cat that we've got. So the upshot of this is quite profound and quite severe, really, because here we are, we're talking about a man who may have, sacrificed an awful lot for a woman, and might have, married this woman and worked for 20, 30 or more years to provide a house and a home for for her and her kids. And at the end of this, at the end, the bond between her and the children is stronger. So that is quite a tough one to actually witness. It's quite tough to realize after years and years of stress and strife and work, to actually realize that, she has this pecking order of relationship importance, and the husband, the man, comes outside the very inner circle, which is the inner circle is her and her children. And I think that the man comes slightly outside of this inner circle in a way. And I've noticed that. I mean, all of this plays out so often. She will always support her kids over me on this sort of thing. When you see this, when you witness this, you sort of think, well, actually, what have I actually, for all of this graft that I've done and all of this hard graft that I've done, I'm actually not in the inner circle. I'm actually on this sort of periphery of sorts. So this is what I think is so disturbing for a man of my age. And really, this is the I think one thing I haven't really heard a lot about MGTOW, but I think is an important strand of MGTOW. And that is that, women have this bond with a child or the inner circle, if you like, and a man seems to fall out of this inner circle. So there's very much a limit. There's very much a limit to, what you can actually achieve in a relationship with a woman. There's a certain amount of limit to it, because you won't see this before the kids are born. You won't see all of this, because she's still very necessitous and wants to have the child, and so she'll have picked her the man who's going to provide for her, and so she'll be very, very keen to keep him on board before the children come along. But after the children, she very much has got what she wants out of the man. To a larger extent, she's got what she wants, and at this point, I think men realise, oh, hang on a minute, it's not quite as what I thought this was going to be. It's not all sort of loving and sexual relationship. The sex drops off really, and so the loving goes, I think, does switch over to the baby and the child and this sort of thing. So I think this is a thing that is actually the basis of MGTOW, that actually you think you have this wonderful relationship that is, incredible perhaps at some point, but as time goes on, it wanes. Especially after the children are born, it starts to wane very much. And this is where men start to think, oh dear, this isn't quite what I thought it was. I'm not really getting the sex I thought I was going to get, and all of this sort of thing. So really, I'm coming back, I'm drawing back now to the very early days in a relationship before the children. She has to she has to keep the man on board. If she's decided on a man she wants to have children with, she has to keep him on board to play out her plan for children. Very much, I think that is very much the plan for women, in that they want children very, very strongly. They have this very strong urge to actually bear children. So, there's a certain amount of pulling the wool over the man's eyes, I think, perhaps. I think maybe society as a whole does this as well, to sort of get men to actually commit and to commit to children with the woman. So really, this is, I'm sort of drawing back now towards the beginnings of the relationship. And how important it is, how vitally important it is to realize as a young man that these are the things that will play out, and it's so very vital to not get married and not go down the route of having children with a woman. I know it sounds harsh. I know it sounds harsh. I mean, you may decide you're willing to take the risk, you're willing to go through all of this because you want to have children. And that's fine if that's what you want. If you want to, try and sort of have a relationship and keep it going, and some people do successfully do it. But the initial reason that the people in the relationship got together was actually to because they found each other attractive, and they wanted to have a physical and sexual and loving relationship together. And I think that it is possible to do it. It is possible, but you'd have to be willing to go without sex. You'd have to be willing to play second fiddle to the children, to be honest with you. If you're not willing to play second fiddle, if you're not willing to go without regular sex, marriage is just not for you, really. I can't overstress that enough. So very much geared towards younger men, this blog, very much geared to get men to sort of wake up, I suppose. And thankfully, I think with MGTOW now, people are waking up, guys are waking up. Of course there are still people who want to marry and have kids. Of course there always will be. But you can't, I mean, in the past, I think there was no knowledge of there was no MGTOW, there was no open discussions about female behaviours. So we're living in some way a better time for men. Men now can, be bachelors and enjoy their lives to the max, really, and have multiple friendships, multiple relationships, and have a real good bevy of male and female friends and experiences as well, which I think at the end of the day, having good experiences is what life is, because when you come to the end of your life, you can lie there on the deathbed and say, I've had some good experiences, I have maximised those good experiences in my life and minimised the bad experiences. And I think that's what it's all about, really, trying to maximise the good times and the good experiences, the good friendships and the good, whatever it might be, travelling or exciting things, and sort of indulging in your own interests and your own desires and all of this, rather than sacrifice it all for on the altar of marriage and children. Okay, so I hope this helps some younger guys out there, and I'm particularly aiming this blog at younger men who feel, maybe they feel a bit depressed or something, that they haven't had a family, or that they haven't got children, or if they haven't got a girlfriend. It's very important to realise that there is a very much a downside to it that you don't ever hear about, that you don't ever hear about the downside of being married and having kids. It very much is a very sort of sacrificial role to play. Fair play if you want to have a sacrificial, if you want to play the sacrifice, sacrificial lamb, then all well and good luck to you. But, for me, for my part, I think it's a fairly mad sort of position to take, to actually sacrifice, your well-being and your happiness for a family. I think the paybacks, there are paybacks, but the downsides, I think, pretty severe. Okay, so this is one for you young guys who are without a girl, without a wife, without a family. The main thing to do is to make the very best of your life and the very best of your time on this earth in your own way and in your own sort of being independent of having to having female attention. Okay, so I'm going to sign off. I hope this helps a lot of younger guys. So this is Jeff signing off. Bye for now, and I'll be back soon with another blog. Bye for now.